I would like to invite the children now to come forward. I love that spirit. Good job. Chocala.
Eso.
Hello? Yeah, good. Chocala. Good. Yeah, you can do it. Si se puede, Tomás. I want to tell you a story today, and this is called the story of manna. Do you know what manna means? Well, you will in a minute. But first, have you ever seen it rain? Have you ever seen rain? What is rain? What is it made of? Yes.
Water.
Yes. ¿Has visto lluvia? What about snow? Have any of you ever been snow? ¿Tú has visto nieve? Have you seen snow? Have you played with it? And we have sometimes even eaten snow. Now, ¿alguna vez ha visto pan caer del cielo? Have you ever seen bread fall out of heaven, out of the skies? Never. So once upon a time, about 4,000 years ago, but people don't know exactly when, a group of people that were very special to God, called the Israelites, they were living in the desert because they had been slaves and God freed them. And they were in the desert. ¿Sabe qué es el desierto? Es caliente, mucha calor. Hace mucha calor en el desierto. And that's where they live. And have you ever seen pictures of the desert? Yes? And have you seen trees in the desert? Do you see even animals in the desert? Not really. So what do you eat when you're in the desert? It's really tough because there's no food. So the people were scared and they were hungry and they were grumbling. And they told Moses, they said to Moses, the person that God had sent to help them, they said, "Hey, Moses, is this what you brought us out of Egypt for? So that we could die here in the desert of hunger? We could have died in Egypt." And then Moses prayed to God for food. And then you know what God did? ¿Sabes qué hizo Dios? ¿Sabes qué hizo Dios? God said, "I am going to send food to you. But when the food falls, you should gather only what is enough. Solamente lo necesario. Not more." And so then, all of a sudden, there was like this dust, this white dust falling from the sky. And it gathered everywhere. Imagine it. ¿Lo ves aquí? ¿Lo ves aquí? See, this white dust. And then they would taste it. Can you taste it? Not for real. And they said, this tastes like honey. Sabe a miel. And they liked it so much. And so people collected it just enough for their families. But not everybody did. No todo el mundo hizo eso. Some people said, "I'm going to be clever. I don't know if this is going to fall tomorrow again, so I'm going to collect extra." And so they collected extra, and then they hid it in their tents. And then the next day, when they went to eat the extra one, they thought, "I'm so clever. I'm more clever than other people because I saved more." When they opened the baskets to eat it, guess what happened? Do you know what happened? It was moldy and it had worms. It had spoiled. And God said, "I told you, you should only get what's enough." Now the question is, why do you think God told them to do that? What was God trying to teach them?
Not to be greedy.
Not to be greedy, yes, but something else. God was teaching them to trust God because God loves them, because God loves us. God was teaching them to learn to trust that God, will provide what we need. Because when we know that God will give us what we need, rather than being worrying about ourselves and being like, "Oh, I need something to eat, all of a sudden, you can worry about your neighbor. And you can say, "Well, I have plenty, so maybe I can share with my neighbor." You know how to share? You know how to share? You know how to share? Like this. Open your hand. Open your hand like that. And go like this. And go like this. So when you have one toy here and one toy here, you can use one toy and share the other one with other kids. And then the other kid gets to play and you get to play. I know that's a hard lesson, but I'll keep repeating it over and over, okay? Okay. So that's the story of manna. And the reason it's called manna is because when it fell and it was on the ground, people looked at it and they spoke a language called Hebrew. And in Hebrew, they said manna, which means, what is that? And so that's why it's called manna. It's called, what is that? So remember now the story of manna. Help me bless the children, please, with your hand. Gracious God, bless these children. We thank you for the blessing of knowing that you care about our needs. We pray that these children may be able to grow knowing your love and learning to trust you. And we humbly pray that we may be models for these kids so that they can see us living our lives trusting in you and sharing with others what we have. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, you can go back to your seats. Thank you.